good evening. It's the Sacramento Sunset right here on onetalknetwork.com. I am Vince Vicari, and on my left is the lovely, vivacious, sister on the move, divalicious, but small pearl earrings tonight. No hoops, but still ferocious in every way possible. Brittany B. Unit Rossman on my left.
What's up, Doug? We got to get you in the Guinness Book for longest intros ever in life.
In life. Is there any other way be besides life?
Well, the afterlife, maybe.
The afterlife.
Ooh, scary, huh?
Yeah.
I know. No, there isn't any other way. I just think you have the best intros for me.
Really?
So I appreciate it.
That's just because I care about you, B.
Thank you,
and you're special to me.
Oh, wow. This is really heartwarming.
Good.
This is why I wore small earrings for you and no leggings today.
Thank you. And this is why I didn't wear a jacket, because it's going to get warm in here tonight.
Right.
Because of all the love.
All the love.
Our guest tonight is Noelle Tavares. She is a designer and freelance wardrobe stylist to the stars and everywhere else. She's the owner of Fine Tuned Threads Clothing.
Yeah.
She's going to be on just a couple of feet to talk about her success in the industry, how she came to be where she is now, as well as who she styles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of think I have...
It's not me, but it's going to be soon.
It's going to be you, yes.
Yes.
I think I might have kind of a crush on one of the people she styles.
Oh, no.
I'll get into it later.
Okay.
But in a good, bad way.
It's a good, bad way.
She's a bad, but good.
Okay.
But we'll get into that a little bit later. So tonight on the show, we're talking all about her fashion line, Fine Tuned Threads, as well as just fashion in general. I want to see what she has to say about the good and bad of spring fashion.
I do, too. That's a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Into what we did yesterday.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
I'll introduce it, and then you please just back me up, because I'll probably get tired just trying to talk about all of it.
Okay.
So last night, we were out on the prowl here in Sacramento, California, filming for our TV version of the show, and we do a local segment called Ask Downtown. We wander around downtown. Not aimlessly. We wander with a path.
With a purpose.
And a purpose. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we pull the people and see what they have to say about certain topics. And so last night we were hanging out. Oh, do you hear that, B?
I hear it.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
It's that hard drive sitting on the desk. There we go. Okay.
Oh.
When that goes on. That was my heart warming up, B.
Oh, good. It's ready now?
Yes.
Fabulous.
I'm all warmed up. But anyway, we were downtown asking people about spring fashion do's, don'ts, what to look for, what sucks.
Yes.
And so much more. And so I'm going to get into that a little later. I want to wait till Noelle is on tonight.
Good idea.
I want to talk to a professional, even though I think that I'm a professional.
I do, too.
But we were out there chatting up with random people. And, B, what was your take on stuff last night? Who we ran into? And
gosh.
What we got to talking about?
We ran into some, like you said, very interesting people. I have to give a shout-out to, I think her name was Kelsey. She's probably the most about-it fashion person that we stopped and talked to. And when I say about it, like, she just knew her stuff. Like, you were asking her questions and she was answering, like, on behalf of studies that she's done. I swear, like, it was like a real legit, like, response. Otherwise, all the people were just like, well, you know, I just like girls in dresses and springtime.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just like, it was really funny, the dynamic of the people that we had last night. But it was a lot of fun to talk to the guys that I talked to kind of hear what was important to them in the spring. And then hearing girls in Utah, oh my gosh, well, I love this. And accessories are number one. And I love this color that's coming in, aqua, I believe. And, you know, like the girls are so excited about the fashion part of it. And the guys seem to be just excited to see skin.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, that makes sense. There it is.
Really quick, speaking of skin, but to be more specific, B talked to someone last night who was really all about feet. Did you not notice that, B, when you were talking to him?
No, I really did notice it, and I didn't know how to
branch off from those of you guys,
I'm getting hot now. You brought that up.
You can look these up on YouTube, by the way, if you're listening at home. Just YouTube, Sacramento Sunset, and Vince and Brittany, Ask Downtown, or Sacramento Sunset, Ask Downtown. We've done other segments like this in the past.
Yes.
This one we did last night will be up in about 2 weeks or so on our YouTube page. But B typically asks the guys...
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of questions, and then I typically ask the girls about what the hell they think about whatever, and it's always long-winded when the girls have something.
Sorry.
Especially when you get them in groups or pairs more than two or three.
When it's more than two, it's over.
Uh-huh.
You have your own show.
Yes. Like, no, they have their own show.
No, they have their own
and
show.
And I'm merely a pawn just stopping by or something like that. That's how I feel.
Right.
Anyways, B talked to a guy. I think his name was Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
He looked modest.
You're right.
Modest and, you know, simple guy. you know, decent beard, because I have a beard, so I know.
So you notice beards that come
I know a good beard when I see one.
Absolutely.
Because I like to think that I have a good beard.
You have a great beard. Remember what we talked about? The mustache touching the, you know, goatee just right and falling right into place.
I'm going to open a store for men with goatees and stuff and beards. It's going to be called Good Men, Great Beards.
That rings.
And I'm going to put the guy who does a... you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm going to put him out of the business. He has a beard that's pretty wicked, by the way.
It is.
He makes a salt and pepper beard look good.
Look amazing.
I forget what his name is, but...
We'll Google it.
Instead of him, you're going to like the way you look, I guarantee it. It's Good Men, Great Beards.
Great Beards.
I'm Vince Vicari for beards and... I'll work on the rest.
Work on the slogan.
I have a scratch pad, B. It's not done yet.
It's fine.
Anyways, this guy had a decent beard, but he was all about feet, which was not about... We were talking about clothing last night. We were talking about fashion.
I don't know how it went left like that.
How? No, B, what did you ask him? Because I kind of drifted in on the conversation.
I ended up asking him, I said, so when a girl walks out... the first day of spring and you see her, what is it that you're going to notice most about her? Because we had discussed what he likes to see on girls in the spring, which were spring dresses or sundresses or shorts. And so I said, so with that being said, what is the outfit that you would see this girl in? And he goes, well, what really matters to me is, like I said, you know, a dress perhaps. I just really like the dresses. But to be honest with you, like, she just has to have good feet. You know, like, they're coming out and, you know, this is the time of year that toes are just out for the world. And they're in sandals and they're in, you know, heels and stuff. Like, their feet have to, if their feet aren't good, then I can't. That's where I look first. Like, he got really passionate about women's feet. And I didn't really know how to kind of segue back into this fashion part, but it was fine. We figured out that if there's any girl out there for Miguel, she's going to have the most perfect feet with pedicures and just amazingness, an amazing aura.
Yeah, granted, we are out downtown at night, so I know the alcohol may be a factor, but I'm pretty confident.
Blame it on the alcohol.
No, not in his case, because I'm pretty sure we were downtown at a good enough hour where alcohol wasn't that big of a deterrent or a factor.
Yeah.
Miguel seemed like he had it all together. If I were you, I would have called him out and be like, what do your feet look like?
Oh.
And I would have made him show his feet.
That would have been amazing.
Because clearly feet are that important
to him. Don't be a hypocrite.
No.
No.
So the fun part about doing what we do is that we just ask kind of open-ended basic questions. That's what we call Ask Downtown. Mm-hmm. And just the things that people say, whatever is important to them.
Yeah.
Comes out.
Yeah.
And so all you had to mention, like, what do you look for in a girl? And I guess that's all he heard, not like clothing.
I think that's feet. What happened.
Gotta have nice feet.
Yeah.
So I hope that to that guy Miguel who's going out that night on J Street in downtown Sacramento, whoever you, if you happen to meet that girl last night, I hope her feet were just softer than a down goose pillow on cloud nine, okay?
That was good.
And just toes, like French manicured toes, a little white tip thing on the end of each of the toes.
Oh, good. You know that? That's awesome.
I don't know how I knew that.
I don't either.
I really hope that he found that person that he was looking for.
Me too.
I want to know before we go any further.
Yes.
The number one good accessory for men that you like to see that isn't a body part.
And it's in the springtime.
Yes.
Okay.
Since
spring is upon us. I really like, an accessory. Because spring, it's still, you still have like some chill, you know, days out there where it is still a little colder, but the sun is out and, you know, it's a nice day. So, I am a major fan, as you know, of scarves. Uh-huh. But I think men can pull that off really nice and really like low-key, laid back. And it still add a nice little casual swag to their look. It's like a basic tee. Throw on a nice, cool little, scarf and some jeans, nice shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that swag is just, I love it. I absolutely love it. So I still think a scarf in the springtime is my favorite accessory on a guy.
Scarf in the springtime.
Yeah. Okay. It's like those light scarves out there.
Yeah, they're more for style.
Exactly.
Than comfort.
Exactly. It's not to fight off the winter disasters or anything like that.
So
it's just for the swag.
We asked people on Facebook and Twitter this week what they think is the best and worst fashion on guys and girls. Mainly, what's the worst fashion? So we're going to get into that a little bit later, but I want to wait till Noelle comes in to talk with us.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Really quick, B, how was the rest of your week? I want to know.
The rest of the week was okay. It was a really interesting week for me, to be quite honest. But as far as work and stuff, all is groovy. I worked with a customer for literally 2 hours.
At Nordstrom?
At Nordstrom, my place of employment and customer service. She was yelling at me the whole time, cussed at me a couple times. Huh. And then when she left, she said, "Be blessed." I said, "All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that love." But yeah, it was just one of those weeks with customers where they would bring you like lifelong worth of stuff that they had. And it was you that caused the issue, so you were getting all the wrath. That's basically what happened.
Wow.
It was cray.
So does that make it okay that if I demean someone and speak negatively and have bad language, but I end it with "be blessed"?
Right.
And like maybe grab your hand like, "Hey, be blessed."
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it was just so out of character for her because the whole time she's like, "No, you are going to fix this and you're going to do this and you did this. It starts here with you." You know, like just it's all my fault that she got, you know, charged twice.
And you're like,
"I don't know.
My name is Brittany Nordstrom. Like,
right.
Thank you for coming by my store."
Gosh, it was ridiculous. And then finally, when she finally could leave, because I had to write up like this business proposal for her, basically, so that she would leave happily and take it to her bank. And, "Well, thank you so much for your time, hon. Thank you so much. Be blessed." And walked away. And I'm like, "Stop. Stop your life right now." Please. But I did manage to stay really, really calm the whole time. It worked out.
That's the perks of customer service.
Yes.
So we're going to take a pause for the cause real quick, play a couple commercials, and when we come back, we're going to have Miss Noelle in here, who is the woman behind Fine Tune Threads, the latest clothing line that you need to know about. If I was a chick, I would probably be up on this.
Yeah, most
definitely. So, B, I think I know what to get you for your birthday.
Good job.
So, we'll be right back after this. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
And don't go anywhere. Right back.
And now, Morris League Media would like to present to you, in studio live with host Dante Morris, Dominic Morris, and me, Todd Sullivan, Let's Talk Sports.
And we're back here on the Sacramento Sunset on OneTalkNetwork.com. I'm Vince Vicari, yours truly, and on my left is my truly, Miss Brittany B. Unit Rossman.
What's up?
And in front of us, across the table here, on her own microphone, is the one and only Noelle. And your last name is Tavares?
Tavares.
Yes.
You can call me Noelle C., though.
Yeah.
Noelle C.?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited because you design clothes and you dress really hip and sharp.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I try, man. I try.
Sometimes you meet people who say they do clothes, and it's like, "What are you wearing?"
Yeah.
What is
going on? There's a lot of that, especially in this time and age. So it's like everybody's now a stylist, everybody's a designer, and then like when you check them out and check their stuff out, it's just like, okay, interesting. Yeah.
Now, do your close friends and family feel like they have to be on par with you because you're a fashion designer and you dress so trendy?
Not really. But I'll just, every time we'll have like family reunions or whatnot, they kind of ask me, "So I got this blouse, right? And I'm thinking about wearing it to this, this, and that."
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
So they always get
you're
those kind of questions.
You're an advice person.
You're forever a consultant.
Exactly, exactly. So, and it's been like that pretty much for years. So it's like they'll come back like, "Oh, okay, I see you, cuz."
And like Christmas presents and birthday presents, they're like, maybe some of that
hook me up with the.
Yeah, I just ask for gift cards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Over the years, it's just like, this is.
Oh, because they don't buy clothes for you, right?
No, they possibly should not buy clothes for her. I don't think that's a good idea.
We just do the gift cards. I'm just happy with the gift cards.
That's So your clothing line is Fine Tune Threads.
Yes.
Now, I want to know where that all started before we go back in time to where you started.
Yes.
Wow. Fine Tune Threads actually is a sister line from my first clothing line, which is also called Flager Clothing Company. And when I first started, I started doing custom-made clothing, but I also did, like, original designs like dresses and tops and stuff, mainly, you know, men's and women's clothing. So I was getting asked every now and then, like, "Hey, I got, like, some T-shirts or whatever that I need to get flipped real quick. Can you just hook them up real quick?" So it's like, all right, cool. So once that started progressing again, I was just like, maybe I should get back into doing more, you know, custom-made clothing. So like I said, that started like around 2008, 2009, and it really started picking up, I would say, July as of last year. I did like a spring and summer collection, and once I did that and got my website up and everything else, everything pretty much sold out.
Wow.
So I was just like, okay, so I definitely just kept at it and just kept it going, and it's been fine-tuned ever since then, so yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when you say flip a t-shirt.
Yeah, what does that mean? Because you know the term flip houses, so yeah. I wanted to know if it was similar.
As far as like flipping shirts, I would say I would take like an old t-shirt, just something that will probably be sitting in your closet that you wouldn't even think to be wearing or has been sitting in the corner section that you maybe bypass or whatnot when you get dressed. Taking that and just reinventing it and making it something totally brand new, like different from what it was before. So it can be like, I can take like a regular t-shirt and maybe making it to like a crop muscle tee, have it distressed in the back, maybe add some studs or rhinestones to it, and voila, you got a whole different top. So so that's what I mean by flipping clothes or flipping shirts, pretty much. So yeah.
Now, gotcha. I like to think that I do that, Noelle, because I hit up. Yes.
Okay.
If you go on our website, last week I wore a soccer referee jersey. I don't know how. I don't know why, but that just happened. But I hit up yard sales a lot.
See, that's the best. That's
estate
the best
sales. thrift stores, all that stuff. Okay. But I was doing that before. That was cool.
See, that's another thing. Me and a part of mine, before this whole thrift shop, Macklemore started making
Macklemore.
It cool and everything, like, like I said, my thing was thrift stores. That's like my little haven, just to kind of get away from like the malls.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right.
Urban Outfitters is cool, you know, Forever 21 every now and then. But thrift stores is just where it's at. You find those gems that you'd be like, oh my God, I didn't know they would have this here or whatnot. So, but now it's getting to the point, it's like you'll go and you see like the little, you know, kids in there and stuff. It's just like, damn, they getting all those good stuff. But not even that. The ones that I usually go to, even the old ladies be like, ramsacking you.
Really?
Maybe. Oh man, they're
pushing
vicious,
you out of the way.
Dude. Yeah, they're totally vicious.
And they have all the time in the world to go hit that up while you were like at work or
doing
something.
Yeah, because you know they got their little discount days and stuff too. So you know, you come in one day and then it's like you look over and it's like senior citizens discount, you know, 55% off. It's like, damn,
dang it.
So yeah,
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Noelle. Like, where do you make your clothes? Like, is it out of your house? Do you have your own personal spot for it? Because you're talking about flipping.
Yeah.
And I want to know if you not only do it for your customers, but do you do it for yourself? So you have like studs over here in this corner and you got, you know, all these crazy tees on this corner.
Well, it's kind of crazy right now because I just recently moved. So
okay.
I have taken over like my living room.
Good.
I know it's driving my husband crazy right now. But I do have my own little section in the house or whatever as far as doing like my own sewing and everything. So
yeah.
It's like a little workshop. I got it now set up. So it's like I got my sewing machine and then I got like my racks of clothes of all the finished product. But then I got my crate stacked up because I'm gearing up for like summer. So I'm getting like all my shorts set up, all my, you know, cutoff tanks and tops and, you know, my dresses, maxi dresses, skirts and stuff like that. So it's like a little Santa's workshop pretty much in my house. So
that's what I imagined, but I wanted to make sure before I said that.
Yeah, like I said, when you come in, you're just like, oh my gosh, there's so many clothes. But at the same time, just like, oh my gosh, I got to do some stuff with this. So it's like I got a little system going on, but it's all, like I said, I pretty much all work from home.
From home, yeah.
So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, we were asking people last night and today on our Facebook about spring fashion trends, good and bad. We'll get into those in a minute.
Okay.
So we have tons of responses here from people online. But I want to know first, like, can you rate my outfit? But let me give you a precursor.
But do you like how we jumped on that? He got nervous.
I know, real quick.
I'm never nervous.
Go ahead, Devin.
I was on the way to a studio today to record some stuff, and yard sale on the side of the road. I had to pull over.
Okay.
And it's an old Filipino man. And so all the clothes are kind of small. Mm-hmm. But I found this shirt and I picked it up.
I've actually kept eyeing your shirt because I was just like, that's a really
shirt.
That's
What's
really cool.
It's
How
cool.
much you get it for?
Tokyo, $3.
Tokyo City.
Okay. Nice.
Capital Radio Super Dress.
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Can't just see that anywhere. You know?
Exactly, exactly.
That's what I like.
And that's the cool thing about it as far as, like, you know, stuff like that. It's like, you don't want to look like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to have your own just significant style and clothes.
Yeah, and I like the Japanese writing on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the biggest shirt he had that would fit me because he's kind of a smaller, older Filipino guy.
So, yeah, like a whole bunch of mediums or...
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was like, I'm going to wear this tonight because I knew that you were going to come on. I just want to see what she has to say about it.
I think it's pretty dope, to be honest.
Good. Thank you.
I dig it, yeah.
Here's my philosophy. You know, get like a nice, decent pair of jeans. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, maybe drop a couple bucks on a nice pair of jeans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But shoes and shirt or jackets, whatever, that can be from anywhere.
It can. It can range from anything. I mean,
I
as far
that.
As like your key pieces, as far as what you should really like splurge on. I mean, for the ladies, it's always like a really good, nice handbag because your handbag is going to last you for a lifetime. So you can always take a splurge on that. Even on some shoes, depending on, you know, the different style or whatnot, because, you know, trends like Louis Vuitton and all those other different styles, those can definitely just come and go,
uh-huh.
you know, overnight. So, but like I said, I always try to tell people as far as like what to keep in your wardrobe. I mean, for the ladies, always a little black dress because that's going to go a long way because you can dress it up, dress it down. Jean jacket. Jean jacket is like my best friend.
Yeah, I love jean jackets.
Like I said, I can throw that over. I can wear like sweatpants and a t-shirt, but if I put like a jean jacket on or whatever and just like throw a hat or whatever, like bam, you got a whole outfit there. Even though that wasn't your intention, but it still, you know, works out to your best advantage.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Now, what about guys wearing jean jackets? Is that just as cool, just as hip?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't make them snug and make them look uncomfortable,
yeah.
and they ain't got too many like graphics and stuff going on that's like really
something
wild and whatnot.
Plain basic
going. Yeah, just really basic. Yeah, just, you know, you can wear it with your khakis or even wear denim on denim. Doesn't have to be the same color denim. Just kind of switch it up. So, yeah, definitely.
I think the era right now of trend, and you definitely as a professional can stop me when I say something wrong, but I feel like right now where we're at is actually being able to have fun with what you have and like not
exactly.
everything has to match anymore.
Yeah.
And I've noticed patterns on, you know, solids, but then also pattern on pattern mm-hmm. and just knowing how to do that.
Yeah.
Like it's really coming out again that these trends, it's okay to kind of mix and match.
It is. And it's funny because growing up for me, I'm like a kid of the 80s and my dad used to be really on point with like matching. Like
mm-hmm.
you gotta make sure your shoes is with this,
this
and your
yeah.
clothes everything else. So yes,
yeah.
I used to be very,
I remember
very matchy
that.
Back
yes.
in the day.
Yes.
But now it's just okay. You can wear like stripes with floral or you can do like plaid with stripes and, you know, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as long as it looks, you know, looks good and it's just like you feel good in that outfit as
right.
well too.
Right.
So, cause like I said, everybody can't
pull something
up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. So, yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
It's not everyone can pull it off. It just
yeah.
depends on the type of person you are,
mm-hmm.
what your swag is, and you rock it with confidence. Then
exactly.
it's like, you
yeah.
can't see me.
Exactly.
And knowing your body.
Yeah, and knowing
yeah.
your body. Thank
especially
you.
Especially your
glad
body.
You brought
yeah.
Because you know, everyone has their own style, but everyone has a different build.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That way.
Very
yeah.
true. Very true.
I learned that in high school with my schmediums, Noelle.
And
I had some smalls, and I went to college. I'm like, these shirts fit. And I put them on. I'm like, what the hell? They don't touch my belt.
Yeah,
I'm like,
as long
right.
as they're not crop tops or anything.
No crop tops,
that
please.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, you said you were a kid of the 80s. I want to know what a young Noelle was like.
Yeah.
Young Noelle was, I don't know, I think I was the black sheep of the family, so.
Out of how many kids?
I'm the only child, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, out of your family then, huh?
Yeah, I grew up actually as an only child, but I do have a younger sister, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, but just growing up, I was kind of like in my own little world, pretty much, because I had older cousins that I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
but back in the day, they were kind of like gang banging and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
so I was kind of like... Pretty much, I wouldn't say sheltered in a sense, but I always kind of tend to myself. But I always find creative stuff to do. So I always like, I started drawing. I would always do like these little sketchbooks. And it's funny because my mom just found a sketching of mine. I think I did like when I was 5 or 6.
Interesting.
But I used to do like these little Vogue packet magazines.
No way.
Vogue,
yeah. So I used to do like little magazines. I would do like the little commentary that such and such is wearing, such and such.
Or as they rock down the catwalk
The colors down to the T of what they were wearing, what style, type of fabrics or whatnot. Because like I said, my grandmother's used to sew back in the day too. Huh. So basically like the little scraps they'll have from like sewing, they have like on the floor. We would just take them and use them on the Barbie dolls or whatnot. It's like it's always been there. And it's funny because my mother, she always tells me like, I'm not artistic, your father's not artistic, none of our family members are artistic.
Okay.
We're just trying to figure out where you came from.
That's what I was gonna ask you, if you think it's like a learned behavior or if it's genetic. Or do you think it's just random chance?
I think it's pretty much just random chance. I mean, I've always found art appealing to a sense. So, like I said, I always loved to draw, always loved the color. If I saw different type of, like, artwork or whatnot, I would always, like, ask about, like, why is this man looking like this? Or why is this color like this? Because it was just, I guess, intriguing to me in a sense. And then once I started seeing, like, my grandmothers and then just growing up, I grew up around my aunts a lot. So they're into shit like Duran Duran and Thompson Twins and Boy George, Prince. So they were dressing, you know,
like
of
that.
The time.
Your aunts were?
That's
my aunt
so
were,
dope.
Yes. Yeah. So wow. I had one aunt, she was like pretty much Prince. Uh-huh. And I had the other aunt like Queen Latifah, BDP, X-Clan, NWA. She was on that type of
That's
stuff
too. Awesome.
So just kind of being around them. And then you got my mom, she was like the big hair and shoulder pads, like Dynasty or whatnot. Very dramatic, in a sense.
Diana Ross.
Like her makeup and everything.
Perfect.
So it's like you kind of get like the genre of the 80s, but you got them all different packages.
You guys cover all the bases, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So it was pretty cool growing up back then because you're like, you've seen that and then going into the 90s and then going into like the early 2000s, like you just see it, the whole different transformations. And to be honest, if somebody was to put a collage of me, you'll see all these different hairstyles and colors in those transition years. So it's just because I never, with me, I get bored very easily. So as far as like with the styles and stuff, I can have something for like maybe a week or two. And then it's just like, okay, I don't want this anymore. I would literally just go trade it in, go to like Crossroads or go to Freestyle or whatever, trade it in and whatnot and just get something else new because I know, you know, I'm going to get kind of bored with it eventually. Same with hairstyles. I literally just have a bang now. Like, my hair is just a bang right now. So, I was thinking the other day in the car, I was like, maybe I should dread it. Like, should I dread it or should I just do a fade and just start over? So, that's how, I don't know. I that's how I am. It's just like, I can never
constantly
stay
moving,
the
change.
Same. Yeah, exactly. I'm always changing, so.
I think that's a good personality, though, as a stylist, as, you know, the job that you have.
Especially with styling, too, you definitely have to keep in mind of, like, you keep in mind of the trends. But at the same time, when you're working with different people and different clients or whatnot, you don't want them all looking the same. So when people are looking at your work or they're looking at your portfolio, they don't only be like, oh, she looks like...
She only just does one thing.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, just that one thing. And it's just like you want to have a different variety going as far as like different looks and everything else. So yeah, and that's always you definitely want to keep in mind when you're like in fashion, working in styling and, you know, everything else. So
speaking of which, I was reading up on you before we came in to do the show.
Here it comes.
And you are
good or bad?
Well, as far as I found, it's all good.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I wasn't digging super deep. I mean, I wasn't like looking for dirt on you, Noelle. I was trying to get to know
you.
We
didn't Google search you.
But as far as your styling credentials, I was looking at your list of people, and there's VH1's Love and Hip Hop. You done stuff for that show for Rashida, Winter Gordon, Bobby Bunny. But who I really know about is Iggy Azalea.
Oh yeah, we reached out to her last summer actually, and it's funny because like I said, as far as just promotion and just reaching out to different people or whatnot. And I got an email, was just like, oh yeah, I dig your stuff or whatever, you know, I'm loving like the colors and everything. And I told like my partner, I was just like, oh my gosh, she emailed us back. Like, like, you know, that stoked feeling. So yeah, like I said, it's a good feeling to just like now getting to a point that you've been doing this for so long. And then when you start reaching out to people, you know, just wanting to be like, hey, you know, check us out. If you dig it. If not, then, you know, it was nice, you know, talking to you or whatnot. So the responses that we've been getting back from different people, especially And it's funny just with the whole reality TV, because if people really know me, they know me that I really don't. I watch it, you know, it's all just like, you know, shits and giggles and everything else. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, now getting the people that's actually rocking your stuff is just like, it's kind of.
Right.
Like, yeah. Wow, okay. So, because we actually just got in contact with Rocky Thunder. She's on Love and Hip Hop New York. So okay. It's like now I got Atlanta and
Rocky,
New York. Is it?
The one right now.
Yeah, the one right now.
Right now.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we just reached out to her too. So it's just like, okay, wow, cool, you know. So it's, you know, just pretty much my thing is it's just spreading the fine-tuned love as much as I can. So, and if people dig it, then that makes me happy,
and
you know.
And you're open to work with whoever.
Definitely, yeah. Like I said, I hold no bounds because I'm pretty much a fan of everything as far as, like, from music.
Okay.
Everything. I'm pretty much open, so yeah.
So Iggy Azalea has a provocative music video with a provocative subject matter.
Dev said he had a crush on her.
Which song, you know?
I'm going to say it starts with the letter P. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
I don't even know how I stumbled upon it. And I usually don't go for white girls, but she's Australian.
But that's different.
Something she had going on with that, with her swag. I'm like, oh my goodness.
And it's funny because I'm really big on music. So I was working, actually, I was a visual manager at a retail store. And a partner of mine where we all, like I said, we used to like sit and kind of like YouTube videos or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I told her about it. I said, you gotta check this chick out. She is dope. She's all like, dude, like, who is this chick? I was like, I don't know, but I gotta contact her. She's like, she's fly. Like, her whole, just like, her style and just like when she raps, I was just like, she's doing it. And in the next following month, too, she got on the Freshman 15 on XXL. Uh-huh. She was on the cover, too. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and then with her being the first female and female white rapper on the cover, too.
And from Australia. She must be one of the biggest rappers, period, to come out of Australia.
Exactly. So it's just like, man, and then just to have her added on to like, sending her fine-tuned, like, It's a blessing, man.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah,
props to you for that.
How do you go about, Noelle, like marketing your stuff? I noticed, obviously, you have a webpage, and you have an Instagram going on with your stuff, but you're talking about reaching out. Mm-hmm. What kind of steps do you have to take to kind of get to those people that, you know, are key to sell your stuff?
Definitely reaching out because everybody nowadays has a manager. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Like I said, I talked to different other people that, especially that's in the fashion field, because they're asking like, well, how did you get in contact with her? How did she reach back to you? And it's just like, all of them have a manager. So, of course, you probably won't be talking to them. You'll probably be talking to their manager.
Right.
So, like I said, just introduce yourself as far as like how long you've been doing it for, your credentials as far as like, you know, who you worked with, and you know, especially they want to see visuals as well too, so pictures of your stuff that you've done. And as far as, you know, just leaving the open invitation, just like, you know, if you dig it, then feel free to reach back to me or whatever. If not, then, you know, I was glad talking to you. Like I said, it's all about just reaching out to those people.
Right.
You know, introducing yourself and seeing, you know, the thing is, it's the waiting game, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are not going to hit you up right away, either. It can be weeks, it can be months.
Because they got stuff going on. They finally get to your message.
They be on tour. They might be in another country or whatever. Or they might not just got the email. So, you know, you'll get some that you won't hear back, and then you'll get some that's like, you know, that hit you up right away. So, and it's funny with Rashida, because like I said, her husband's her manager. So I sent the email like at night, and then the next morning I woke up and they emailed me back, and I was just like, okay, you know. So it's just like, wow. So, and then she's a sweetheart too, and it's like, and it's funny because I haven't physically met her yet. So as far as like, you know, she'll hit me back up. She's like, I really love your stuff. And you know, it's like she's really, you can tell she's really sincere. She's very kind too. Compared to what you might see her on TV.
On the show.
Like I said, with reality TV,
Not quite reality.
Exactly.
These days,
you know,
You
know, they kind of have to put on this actor persona in a sense or whatever, that they're this character, like on television. But like I said, you actually talk to this person or you meet this person, it's a whole different story. So yeah. Like I said, she with her because she was actually I think it was back in August. She got caught on media takeout. Okay. And one of our followers on Instagram, because we a partner of mine, we did a blog first.
Okay.
Before I started getting back into doing like my fine tuned clothing and everything. Uh-huh. So one of our followers like hit my partner up and she's like, yo, I think Noelle's on media takeout. I think Rashida's rocking her shorts. So she texts me, she's like, dude, we're on media takeout. Go to media takeout right now. And like I said, my phone was like flooded or whatnot. And like I said, I say last summer, I don't know how many times I did like these Africa shorts and it said it was like the African continent and it said you dig on the bottom. She was on media takeout, I think coming out with Candy from Real Housewives Escape. It was coming out of her store and I think she did like a taping of Candy Coated Nights or whatever for her show on there. So media takeout, ever since then, it was crazy. That whole summer, I don't know how many of those shorts I did last summer.
Wow.
Because I just got emails and my subject line was Rashida Africa Shorts. That's all I got in the emails, like all summer long. So it's been a blessing. Like I said, just to have something like that take on effect, and it's just like people from everywhere just like, you know, reaching out. It's just like, yo, I want those shorts that Rashida was wearing or whatever and did this. Like, okay. So
So it takes like one moment or one thing to happen and then you just blow.
And that's what it is too, to be honest. It's just like you, if you can get that one person that's, you know, out there and that's doing it, because it, like I learned a long time ago, it may not be what you know, it be who you know, in a sense, to for you to get your, you know, name out there. So yeah, and as I said, that's only the beginning, to be honest.
Yeah.
So speaking of fashions and, you know, hits and misses and all that kind of stuff, we asked people on Facebook this weekend, what's the number one style you can't stand on a girl or a guy? And overwhelmingly, it's just a bunch of girls. I feel like some of them are venting about their boyfriends or something.
Uh-oh.
About
it.
We had a couple guys on here, but I want you to weigh in on these, Noelle.
Okay.
And this was like an overwhelming consensus. A lot had to do with pants on guys. But the number one, even some dudes said this. Skinny jeans on a guy.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about skinny jeans just a minute ago. Yeah.
Oh, you were?
How do you feel about it?
We just had this conversation. I mean, I can't have, like I said, can't have them when they're, like, sagging and they look like leggings on a man. It's just, that's just all kinds of wrong. Like, you know, a clean cut, just tapered, like, boot cut. It didn't even have to be skinny, just tight.
Yeah,
just a nice fitting jean.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect. And like I said, wear it with a belt, that's even more better. Because, like, I don't want to see your behind, you know? So, yeah, but skinny jeans, no, no.
Those are like leggings on a man.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
start quoting you, Noelle. Huh? I'm not kidding. So that was like, Nisha Patel said that, got 4 likes on it. Taz, Go to Moon said that on there, also on Facebook. Naomi Kong said second on the skinny jeans on guys, especially the colored ones. She got 3 likes
off
of that.
Yeah, colored ones too. Yeah, no,
it's just not. No. It's just different colored leggings. On
guys. Exactly. Like, you're just going in my closet, borrowing my pants,
right.
My leggings.
That's
right.
Not okay. I just want to know, all you guys out there, how did that become okay? And why do you think that's okay? Okay, please write the Sac Sunset, facebook.com/Sacramento Sunset. Let me know your reasoning, okay?
Yes.
I have, you know, I can be flashy and my style can be a little outgoing or out there. But,
yeah.
But there's nothing in my right mind that says I want my jeans to be so tight that I can't bend my knees to sit down.
Exactly. Or I can't even pick up. If I have to drop something,
There it goes.
It's over.
You drop your car keys, you're walking home.
Exactly.
There's no way you're going to get down there to pick them up.
There's no way. Yeah. You're not getting up from that. So, yeah.
Or like when they sit down on a chair, you know, legs can't bend. And she's like, their legs like fly up in the air like popsicle sticks. You feel me, B?
Exactly. And they just looked uncomfortable. Like, you got to be uncomfortable. Like,
right?
Wearing those. You have to be.
And
there's
and not to get too graphic, but let's just say the anatomy that can only be tucked so many places.
Exactly.
All I'm gonna say.
Okay, that's all you need to say.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to upset B over here.
Keep it there.
Other things people were saying. Samantha Tom got 4 likes with this response on Facebook, and she said, "When a girl wears thin leggings and a top that isn't long enough to cover her bottom, so everything is shown."
Thank you, OMG.
That's a problem.
Speak on it, Noelle.
I used to see that a lot, especially working in retail.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And they'll wear the sheer ones so you can see everything.
They're like tights, right? They're not even leggings.
They're not even leggings. Yeah, they're just tight. They look like tights, but they think they're leggings, right. But they're just tight.
It's terrible.
And it's just very sheer, so it's just like you do.
And don't let the sun hit it, Noelle.
No, and just don't lift up like this with your hands up and your shirt comes up, because it's like, I don't know how many times I've done seen a CT going on. Just want you guys, I don't know if I can see.
Oh, you know. You could say it. Go
camel
ahead.
Toe.
Oh, yeah. A CT. Write that down.
CT.
Code like, name.
Yeah, because friends of mine will be, because where I used to work at, we'll come like into each other's areas or whatnot. Because like I said, we were visuals or whatever.
Right.
Like where we used to work at. So we would come to each other's little shop areas just like, oh, CT alert. CT alert. And we're like, CT alert, 3 o'clock. And everyone look over like, oh.
Yo.
Like, no.
That is so true.
That. Yes.
There's a lot of CT alerts in the mall. I'm not going to lie. I forgot to tell you, Noelle and I know each other because she would come to Nordstrom and get her coffee like every morning.
No way.
And so I walk in, I'm like, it's you? So it's pretty cool. But so she knows what she's talking about, because in the mall you see a lot of CTs. I don't know why. But they just be walking.
Yeah, it's all bad. It's
I'm going to start using that, Noelle.
You start using CT?
Uh-huh. Well, I thought I had a problem. I bought one pair of pants to do a photo shoot, and I thought I was having BC, which we dubbed.
Hold on a second.
I don't know. Wait. Hold on.
That just went over my head, too.
PG-14,
okay,
is that right?
Yeah, I was PG-14. I'm nervous.
Ball cleavage.
Oh, okay. God. Shit. <using that. laughs>
So I guess it's a BC, I guess you could say.
BC.
It's some pants someone gave me for a photo shoot, and I was really aware of me sitting down, you know, having, you know, because you want to have like a masculine pose, but you don't want to, you know.
Give too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Thank you, Noelle.
That's serious stuff. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Write that down, B.
Sharing is caring. I have to use that one.
Hey, you gave us a good term, Noelle. I had to return the favor.
Hey, return it. Most likely. Hey,
we all walk out of here learning something new.
Exactly.
Gosh. Just a couple more comments here on Facebook. Okay, Krista Jones. She says, everything I don't buy for him is sucks on my guy. He has worst taste ever. Thank goodness he has succumbed to my controlling ways. I guess I hate it most when he wears shirts with holes in them and has like 1,000 nice things hanging in his closet. Annoying. How do you feel about controlling, so to speak, your significant other with their fashion?
You cannot control your significant other. And just speaking from experience,
right?
I've been married for almost 9 years now. And, gosh, me and my husband have totally two different genres of taste when it comes to clothing.
Yeah.
So he might see something and I just be like, okay. Yeah. And then when I'd be like, how does this look? He'd be like, you want to really know what I think, you know? So as far as, like I said, with him, it's kind of funny because he's from the Midwest, so they got a whole different type of style as far as how they dress. So when they go out, it's like they really showing that they going out. So everything to like especially the shoes, you know, the Stacy Adams, they got the Gators going on.
The Stacy's.
Yeah, busting out Stacy's, like they really looking clean, they looking sharp. He gets into this little, you know, rock mode. He kind of looks like maybe a member of Nirvana, so he's got the holy jeans with like his t-shirts and Converse. That's like Chucks is like all day every day with him as well too. So he could switch it up, you know, when it gets down to really going out and we're going like on date night. It's really crisp clean down to the T, really smooth, you know. But at the same time, like, you can maybe throw in suggestions.
Yeah.
See if they dig it. But that's as far as you can take it, because it's just like, as far as changing a whole person's, you know, unless they want that,
unless they want you
to be like, hey, can you pick me out something or whatnot?
Consultant, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Like I said, he'll have his times to be like, hey, pick me out something real quick. I'm about to go out with the boys or whatever, and I need something to wear. Just pick me out something. So, and then that's why I give him, and this is where the stylist kind of kicks in, because you don't want to give them one option. I give you, you know, you can give about 3 or 4 options. So you can be like, okay, here you go. Here's a little palette for you to choose from.
Right.
Go for it, you know. And then, like I said, that's when they can come in and be like, like, oh, okay, you know, I can dig this one, but I think I'm going to go with this one over here, you know. Mm-hmm. So as far as be like, you're going to wear this and you're going to wear it like this, that's not happening. Yeah. Especially if you're trying to keep it a healthy relationship too. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. It's not a good look.
So speaking of men's fashion, I have a question slash consultation with you.
Oh, okay.
If I can get one for free, or I don't know. Well. Just talking like accessory wise or clothing wise with a guy. Mm-hmm. If a guy's rocking a beard like myself, mm-hmm. do you think, in your own opinion, there are certain types of clothing or style or accessories that a guy should wear because he has a beard? Or does it not matter?
I think it doesn't really matter. Okay. It all depends on the outfit, though, mm-hmm. because cats can have beards that come all the way out to here, but uh-huh. they can still rock like a scarf uh-huh. or whatnot with their outfit if they're like dressing up uh-huh. or whatnot. So that can still be accessible, you know, glasses or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
As far as with the facial hair, I don't think you can pretty much wear whatever
okay.
you want.
It
doesn't have to really go off of facial hair. It's just all how you put the whole outfit together. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on Twitter and Facebook, we had some responses here. We asked people some of the best places to find clothes, mall, online, boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our followers, I'll put at Zoe, put simply. She says thrift shops. We talked about thrift shops. What about online stuff? I mean, I know we know you have your website online, but do you look for stuff yourself online?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes. And, man, I would say Instagram has been a gift and a curse in a sense. Because,
really?
Because, like I said, as far as what I do on my Instagram, like I said, I always look at different, you know, different clothing, different accessories.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I'm kind of an accessory junkie, so okay. that's like my little,
yeah,
little thing right there. Uh-huh. So I can go to different lines on there, and I'm finding, like, excuse my language, some badass stuff on there that's like super dope. I just actually just found this chick was rocking a gold fang ring.
Interesting.
And I actually like Googled it. I was like, oh my god, I gotta have this ring. Like, she didn't post it where she got it from. She just uh-huh. had it like. All her
she's
rings are just lined up, just showing it off.
Yeah.
So looked on there. Good places. I like to go to actually Amazon.
Interesting.
Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Have some
that's
stuff
interesting.
On there. Yeah. So I usually, like I said, as far as like with styling too, because I always like to mix and match like my accessories or whatnot. As far, you know, just keeping it fresh and keeping it different. So mm-hmm. I shop everywhere. Like I said, it could be stores. I really try to stay out the mall as much as possible because
okay.
it's just like everybody goes to the mall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to go to the mall. Mm-hmm. I want to go somewhere else probably that you wouldn't even think about going. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I go from everywhere. We actually just went thrifting out of all places in Stockton
a couple weeks ago.
But
I'm glad you made it back safe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a friend of the family, he took us to a couple of spots, and I wouldn't even dare to think of, like,
against your will, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, babe, where are we going? Like, are you sure?
You trust him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he knows where he's going, right? You know, but came out. I actually got, like, a faux fur. I got in the car for, like, $7.
Nice.
Yeah, so... It all depends on where you go. You can pretty much go anywhere. And like I said, online too, and especially with IG, is crazy because it's like all these different lines are coming. Either coming
yeah,
out
they are.
Or the people maybe that you didn't even heard about that's been around for a while, but you discover
yeah.
all these different people or whatever, or you'll see somebody else that's wearing something and it's just like, oh, I wonder where they got it from. And if they put like, oh yeah, I got this from such and such, you go check them out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is dope. I would have never knew.
Right.
You know, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I wanted to know, say, you know, I want to come to you for a consultation. How does that, like, work? You know, you were talking about with your husband, like, you would find some stuff, mm-hmm. maybe three or four outfits maybe for him to choose from. But I kind of want to pick your brain for the couple minutes that we have as far as how you go about choosing people's outfits for them and hoping for the, you know, hoping that they like what, you know, like, what do you have to do? What goes into that?
Definitely, I would say, because what I like to do is, like, I do my first consultation, like, to sit down with that person, you know, kind of get a background feel, you know, as far as like what they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as far as what they do, as far as like on a day-to-day basis, and what I guess what they're trying to do with their style, but what they feel like they are not achieving and what they want to get to, so
okay.
I can possibly take them there in a sense.
Gotcha.
So as far as, like I said, getting their sizes, getting their measurements, as far as seeing what kind of styles they may be scared of, mm-hmm. so I can maybe take them there in a sense and show them that it's okay to wear this. So, because I did have another consultant of mine. She was up and coming R&B artist, but she just had a baby. So she was just kind of getting out of that stage, like, I lost all this baby weight, but it's just like, now I want to kind of find a look for me, in a sense that I can wear every day with my kids. But at the same time, when it comes to performance, I can wear this. So as far as getting a lookbook together for her, so I give her all these different styles in the lookbook. So I sit her down, like, these are the trends, is like what's going on, but at the same time, you can take those and kind of accommodate it to what you like to wear every day. And she was one of those type of women, just like, no, I can't wear that. Everything was no, I can't wear that. And I'm just
no,
like,
confidence in it.
This is a tough cookie. So so yeah, and then my next step is actually going shopping with that person.
Okay.
So I like to see I like to see for the first hour what the stuff they like to pick out first. So that I'd be like, go pick me out an outfit, something that she would like love to wear or want to wear. So they'll pick out something.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, yeah, you kind of look alike. Okay, but it's just like, okay, here's just where this is going wrong. Because this is kind of going wrong here. And this is where it can get right if you get this, this, and that, you know? So, you know, taking them to different shops. Like, yeah, if you do decide to go to a mall, here's a couple of stores that you can go to. Here's some things that you can look for. You know, you don't have to chase after the trends all the time.
Right.
But if you like that trendy stuff, here's where you can accommodate it. And at the same time, if you're on a budget, because that's another thing too, people are really on a budget. Like, they really don't have money to really shop like that as well too. So, and then that's where you kind of take them to now introducing them to the thrift stores. People that have never stepped in a thrift store in their life, it's just like, have you been? A lot of them too that I do do consultations with or work with, they have never been to a thrift store.
Interesting.
So it like totally blows their mind when they come, when they come in. It's just like, oh, I never knew this place was here, or this place even existed. It's just like, you're kind of looking at them like, really? Like, but at the same time, you're just like, okay. But once you show them, you know, certain pieces, like, okay, you're going to Nordstrom's getting this Oscar de la Renta whatever. Here goes an Oscar de la Renta here for like $3, and it's in good condition. They're just like, no, you know, it totally blows their mind. Once you show them the different styles and different, you know, clothing that they can adapt to like their everyday life. And then once you show them the price too, oh gosh, they are like thanking you, like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I found you, because I could have went here by myself and spent like a G, but I came to you and I'm like still have money in my pocket and I still look good, you know. And then just from doing that, because I know this pretty much over the years, especially with me having a family now, it's like I always gotta look at, okay, but you know, budgeting, and at the same time, it's just like everybody's still looking fly though, regardless, you know, even if we're still on a tight budget, you know. So just taking that and just applying that to when I do like my consultations with different clients or whatever, because like I said, there's people, each person is different. So like I said, I'll get the tough cookies that's just like, no, I don't want to wear that, or no, I'm not, you know. You get some of those, and you get the ones that's just like, dude, I need help, please help me, please,
whatever you come
whatever
up with,
come
I'll
up
do
with,
it.
Just please help me. So like I said, it's just every person is different. So, but like I said, I like to, like I said, sit down with them, and kind of like when I used to watch June's Ambrose show, she had her own show. It's like a therapy session in a sense. Because once a person, you start being with them a lot, especially with your clients or whatnot, then you start knowing a little bit more about them, of why they might be dressing like that, or why they feel like they need to get this in a, you know, because they might have those, they might be those urge shoppers, like they have to have it like right away, but at the same time, it just sits there and they don't do anything with it in a sense. So it does feel like therapy, in a sense too, because like I said, it's just like you're starting to get to know that person, know their, you know, what their likes and their dislikes, and what you feel that they can probably go to the next level with, or you know, or what they kind of stray away from in a sense. So
interesting. So as we're winding down the show tonight, there's a couple things we ask people this on Twitter as well, and we, I just want to know, I don't know about anyone else, but I want to know what is not in this spring, and we ask people, and Ashley Jank says stripes And someone also says that it's so unnecessary to have stripes on a lady. But I want to know what is not in this spring. Don't tell me what's in.
Stripes. But
yeah, well, the thing is,
we
just had a discussion on this too, is the mod look. People are taking the mod look just a little too far with the black and white stripes. So the black and white stripes is starting to look a little Beetlejuice-ish in a sense.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen leggings and some
The skinnies pants and the tops
with that. And I was like, oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get that.
A lot of girls are taking that look and they are corrupting it.
But to me, I understand. Like, those are, to me, that's a vertical stripes. Yeah. I would never do that. That is a little much.
Yeah.
Unless you work in a circus, B.
I don't. You know, I work at Nordstrom.
Well, I'm saying it's in general. Oh, okay. That's when they're okay, in my opinion.
So you can get away with the horizontal stripes.
I mean, you have to, like I said, just work it out to, like I said, your best advantage and just style it right. It can come out right if you make it look right, but it's just seeing a lot of girls, like I said, we were just talking about the Beetlejuice stripes, and it's just all kinds of wrong. Like, everybody can't wear that, and it just needs to stop.
It needs to stop.
Needs to make a halt.
I will help you with that. I'm on that campaign with you. So as we get out of here tonight, let people know where they can get a hold of you, where they can see your shops, Instagram, promo, whatever the heck you want.
Oh, gosh. It's a lot. Right now, I'm actually at Heart Boutique, which is on 19th and Capitol in downtown Sacramento.
Sweet.
I'm at Legacy Boutique, which is on 25th and K. They're actually right next door to Tres Hermanas.
Oh,
so okay. I'm at that location as well, too.
What's it called?
Legacy Boutique.
Legacy, okay.
Yes. And I'm on Etsy, which is finetunethreads.etsy.com.
Okay.
And I'm on Instagram. I'm under ntjax247, which is my page. I started off as when we started blogging, and then I just turned it into my fine-tune page. I'm also on Twitter at finetuned247. And I'm also on Facebook as well, too, which is fine.tune247.
Okay. Awesome. This has been another informative show.
Very. I like the consultant aspect of bringing that
really
in.
Cool.
That was really dope. We haven't had that before, so that's cool.
I'm glad to be here. Like I said, it's a really fun show, so.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. Well, it's partly your fault for making it fun tonight, okay?
We blame it on you.
Learn new words, and definitely going to be taking that back to.
You look at my notepad.
Look at his notepad.
That's a lot.
Yes. You have.
I don't play any well.
I see you.
I'm learning from you. I appreciate what you're doing for the greater good of humanity.
I'm trying.
You're just looking right.
I'm trying one person at a time.
So thank you very much for being on the show
tonight.
Thank
you for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
And we'll post up some links on our Facebook page and on Twitter and everything, too.
Awesome.
So for you guys watching and listening at home, wherever you are, if you missed something, just go back to our Facebook page. We'll post links to how to go find Noelle and all her stuff.
Indeed.
So a huge shout out to Noelle today for everything. And I'm really glad that I got a pass on my cool Japanese shirt. So I feel like I'm the man right now. And looks good in the beard. So you can find her on Instagram, ntjax247 on Instagram. Also on Twitter, at finetuned247. And then her website is finetunedthreads.etsy.com. Etsy is spelled E-T-S-Y. And we'll post the links on the Facebook. So thank you all for listening and watching as well. We appreciate it. We're always on Instagram and Twitter at SacSunset, as well as Facebook.com/SacramentoSunset. So in the meantime, for our lovely guest Noelle and the lovely Miss B Unit Rossman, I'm Vince Vicari, wishing you all good luck, good health, and good times. Good night.
Good night.